Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon, and this is Technology Live on WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs and golfers come here to share their story. Sitting next to me right now is a person who's been here before. He's pitched at Technori before, and he's back to kind of give us a little rundown as the golf season's kicking off. Dom Piotrowski, CEO and founder of Caddy Tap. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to see you.
It's good to see you again. So I can't wait to get an update. But first, for those who are unfamiliar, what is Caddy Tap? If you can't figure it out, I think you're probably stupid. But what is Caddy Tap?
You'd be surprised how many times we have to explain. But
it's so, where you tap the caddies on the head, right? It's
yeah, like a little, you tap them and you tell them what you want, and then caddies. They go and get it. No.
Yeah.
So we're actually an on-demand application for food and beverage ordering on the golf course. So, you know, if you're on a out on the golf course on a nice hot day and you need a couple of tasty beverages, instead of actually waiting for the cart attendant, now you can pull out Caddy Tap, go ahead and order exactly what you want from their menu, and they will deliver it directly to your location on the golf course. Everything's paid for. They just drop it off, and they are on their way.
So, I mean, right off the bat, I think it's obvious. Anyone who listens to this show, the few people who listen to this show know that my penchant for golf and my penchant for drinking while golfing. And the idea that this sort of eliminates, A, the need to wait, and this is going to sound absolutely terrible. And I know that this is not the direction of your company. It's not actually like a, you know, a get trashed type of thing. It's a convenience app. But the idea that we can not wait and sober up between the holes, and the fact that I don't have to lug around my 24-pack of beer that I just continued to have the lady fill up ice in my bag because I'm you know, lugging around illegal substances on the golf course. But it also means that I won't dry up by like the seventh hole. So that's a good thing.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, once you get going, you got to keep it going. So
you can't. Well, and that's the thing. Like, I can't. For those of you who are golfers out there, you know how this goes. It's a game of runs. It's a game of streaks. So like, you'll go on a birdie. If you're lucky, you get a couple of birdies going. And if you start drinking and then you have a couple birdies, you got to keep drinking because that's obviously why you got the birdies.
Absolutely.
And if you're getting bogeys, it's a string of bogeys. You just keep drinking, then it just doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the two go kind of hand in hand, right?
They get usually, yeah.
It's performance enhancing.
or performance forgetfulness. You just get rid of it.
Either one.
So before we get into Caddy Tap a little bit more, I got to ask you, how's your golf game? What's like, are you spending too much time developing the app? Or are you playing some golf? What's the story?
I try to get out when I can. You know, that's the passion there is golf. That's how it started. But, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to get out on the weekends at least, you know, a couple rounds in. I think the last time I checked my handicap was kind of unofficially like right around a 7.
Yeah, so pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty
not too good. Bad. Not yeah. too bad. I'm trying to get that down. But, yeah, ever since college, you know, it's been kind of spotty. You can't really play as much as you used to. Things are coming up. You got radio shows to do, all kinds of stuff.
So. I got so frustrated with golf. I played in high school competitively. I was on the way to playing competitively in college as well, and just sort of like burned out.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know what? Ugh. And I took literally like 4 or 5 years off, and I came back, and, you know, obviously between 19 and 20 years old and 25 and 26 is a different age, different body type and everything else. So my game went to hell. But this last 2 years I played consistently, got the handicap down to like a 6-7. And then end of last year, I was like really hovering around par again, which is like the coolest thing because it's been 10 years, maybe more, since that was the case. So, now this summer, I'm taking the approach of this offseason. I took the approach of hitting the range enough to get my game right.
Yeah.
So that when I go to play, I'm not like, you know, you tee off and you start playing fix it from the get go.
Yeah.
So like right now, I know my swing for the most part. I knock on wood, I know my swing. So when I'm out there this summer, I'm going to be using Caddy Tap. What are some of the courses and stuff around here locally? How many courses are you guys in? You know, what's the general ride on this?
So we're in about 15 courses right now. We're just starting to kind of onboard companies. We wanted to make sure that we had the tech like really good.
Yeah.
So, you know, the tech
last
is,
I talked to you, it was on its way and things were kind of coming. You had the design down, the flow down, the UX was on point.
Yeah. Yeah. The premise, the idea behind it, you know, how we want things to flow. We've had that down for a long time. It was just kind of getting there with the developer that we chose.
Yeah. That's the story that all these startups have though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's trial and error. You're trying to save money. You're trying to make sure you build your dream, but at the same time, not losing all your money because you're going to need that once you get it going.
Absolutely. And, you know, the biggest thing was like, I figured we could always change. You know, we can change things down the road. We truly wanted to get an MVP out,
yeah.
you know, to use that kind of terminology
yeah.
that everybody loves. But, yeah, we truly want to get an MVP out there and, you know, kind of validate the app, the process, and kind of go from there. So, you know, we worked it into a state where it's viable now. It works. It works well. But, obviously, you know, we're going to want to continue getting things better. I mean,
so so I wanted to kind of talk to you a little bit more on the technical side of this too, because I noticed that my home course, for the first time ever, I don't know what the hell, I pitched this to them like 5 years ago and they told me to get out of there. They have their own app.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought of you immediately when I saw it, because I thought, I wonder, so like there's the download the Caddy Tap app, which you can clearly get people to download the Caddy Tap app, and then all the courses that you have mapped on your app are right there and ready to roll. But is there a way for you to API in where the marketing companies, you know, golf marketing companies are essentially down to like three. Mm-hmm. There's like three major players.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's all reskin for each one of these apps or for these courses. And I don't think most people are going to download the course app.
Mm-hmm.
People know the courses think that, because no one's going to download 15 golf courses on their,
of course,
on their phone. But is there, I was trying to, like, I literally thought of this right when I saw it. I was thinking, I wonder if Caddy Tap has an API that you can plug in. So it's like, oh, you have your own app? Cool. Just use this as your concierge service. But then, hey, by the way, you probably could like stop paying the marketing company for that app and just use Caddy Tap, because we have all kinds of upsells and stuff that you can do.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the short answer is yes, we can. We're not going to focus on that immediately.
Yeah.
Just because we think that's more of the private club mentality. Yeah. Is that, you know, they don't travel as much. Their golfers are pretty much on site. And if they do go somewhere else, it's a trip to wherever to play somebody else's country club, right? So we want to be able to white label
rough
it eventually.
Life.
Yeah,
such
right?
Such a rough life these people lead.
Right? If only I had that kind of service. I probably would have never came up with Caddy Tap, though. So.
Yeah, you probably would have, because you've been on the course so much. You're like, this is getting ridiculous. I need a caddy, and I need a caddy for my booze.
Right, just pulling a cooler behind.
Which probably was the case. That is actually probably how this got started. It's like, I bring one of my stupid friends along to carry all the booze.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they got to be good for something, right?
That's something to be very good at. Anyway, sorry, I interrupt you on that.
Oh, no problem. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the business model that's more focused on the private courses, because of the way they take their transactions as well. You know, typically a lot of the clubs, you have a member number, and then you settle up at the end of the month. But as, you know, public courses, they're purely cash or credit transactions. So that makes a lot more sense for us, at least at first, the way that we're trying to monetize the app, which is basically we're taking $1 per transaction.
Yep.
So with the public courses, it'll be with the private courses, it'll be a little bit different, because we'd be able to white label the application, make it look like their own, but also have this Caddy Tap guts, and then have them kind of change things around, whatever they want to do. But essentially, we'd probably have to lease it to them for like, you know, whatever the cost would be per month. So it'd be a little bit different. Technology would be a little bit different, but we do have that option in the future.
Yeah, I was going to say, because, like, you know, and when we talked about this now, we're like a year and a half ago, maybe, when we first kind of started talking about Caddy Tap as a development, you know, piece. And it was like, and I've seen so much change since then.
Yeah.
In the market of, not just in your app, but in the market of how apps are treated, and the fact that we've kind of hit this, like, glutton of apps where people are like, you know what, I don't need an app for every finger. You know, I don't need an app to scratch this. You know, like, I don't need an app for everything. Golf is one of those weird things where if you're a golfer, you will buy or put on any piece of shit that is sent down your way to get on your thing. And not calling Caddy Tap a piece of shit, but I'm talking about like the stupid gear and all of the tools and whatever. They'll buy anything.
Absolutely.
And this is one of those things where if you are an avid golfer, if you're a one-off golfer, meh, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an avid golfer, the amount of distraction and time that, seriously, as sad as it sounds, when the game itself is essentially just like a leisure time.
Mm-hmm.
When the game itself is a leisure time, the amount of time you lose screwing around, waiting for orders and putting an order on the third hole and it's done on the ninth hole.
Or pulling out cash. Who cares cash
anymore? Oh, my God.
Anymore?
And they all want cash, and you got a cash tip.
Yep.
And you got the cart person that's coming around. And that was from, I remember the joke from Tech
Door. The attendant.
The attendant.
Yes.
The golf attendant will come down, and it's just, it really is a hassle.
Yeah.
And the idea that golf is a luxury sport, a sport that is played sort of, the whole point is to cater to the golfer.
Sure.
So the idea that they just sort of like abandoned this half of the experiential part of the course management always blew my mind. I thought this was always a great opportunity here. So it's cool to see that you finally have got this to fruition where it's like, yeah, we can, like, why work with Caddy Tap at your course? Because we can actually treat your customers the way they're meant to be treated, you know, the 5 hours that they're on your property.
Exactly.
Which is previously they were just ignored.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, we kind of marketed it as a premium service for a public golf course.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you know and I know, golfers are passionate. They want to be out there as much as they possibly can.
Yes, they're obsessive. Most golfers who are avid golfers are obsessive.
Absolutely. I mean, my dad's one of them. After he retired, he's playing 3 or 4 times a week. And, you know, I don't, not to say that he's our target demographic, yeah, but we try to make it as easy as possible to use. So you're literally about three clicks away from getting your choice of food and beverage. So we want to make it sure that everybody can use it. You know, whether you're 20 years old, 21 years old, I'm sorry. Or we don't want to promote any underage drinking
here.
Yeah,
21. Well, it's not all booze. There's food and things.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure there's also like golf balls and whatever other kind of stuff that a person might need during the course, during the time of the course. And the other part about this that's always kind of fascinated me with regard to golfers and how they're treated or not treated is, as you mentioned, they're obsessive. They're very much creatures of habit.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason that it's ritual how you putt. You don't ever go on, like, you want to find a bad putter, find someone who has a different stroke every time. Terrible putter.
Absolutely.
Like, they tell you when you practice putting to make sure that you practice the entire part of your routine for every putt. Don't just putt. You know, it's got to be a whole thing. Drivers, everyone's got, like, their hitches and all their stuff. When it comes to food and beverage, it's timed.
Yeah.
People know, like, I have a beer every three holes. Or I have a beer every six holes or nine holes, whatever it is. I have a hot dog on the seventh hole because I like to go through my scorecard on the ninth hole.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever your weirdo thing is. Like, golfers, all the regular golfers have these kind of things, like, built into the game.
Sure.
And so the idea that from an experiential side of this, you would go to a course, which usually, you know, Saturday around at 18 could be 5 hours plus. Could be less if you're at a, you know, nicer course, more if you're at a kind of a more public course. During the week, it could be 3 hours, which means you're not going to see the attendant at all because she's parked underneath the tree.
Yeah.
Because there's nobody out there.
Yeah.
So, like, they never, ever address the fact that this one part of the game, a game we obsess over details, they just, like, left.
Yeah.
And so the idea that now I have, like, a bit, essentially, and I can't even tell you how many times I've called into the clubhouse at places like, hey, what the hell?
Exactly.
You know, and so now to just be able to sum it. So what I wanted to get to on this before we cut out is, you know, when I look at the Caddy Tap app, am I seeing a map where I can literally see this little person like driving around on their choo-choo train, or like how does it function for me on the course?
Sure. So you're, you know, from pretty much from A to Z, you pull out the application. Typically, you're already logged into the golf course, so you have a choice of whatever golf courses are within a 10-mile radius. So you pick the golf course that you're on. Their menu shows up. So they set the menu according to what they want to offer. They can do daily specials. They can do, as you mentioned, teas, golf balls, cigars, whatever you want to sell on the golf course. So you have their menu. You pick exactly what you want. Go ahead and total it up, and then just press order, and you have basically a little push notification that says your order's on its way.
Order's on its way, and you can track and see where they're at, like,
yep,
coming around their way.
And it'll put you right to the GPS map, and you'll be able to see where the attendant is compared to your location, and they'll drive it directly over.
So like
over
Uber
to
when
you.
You're looking at it.
Exactly.
That's
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome. You know, the one thing I would ask you if you could add this, since we're getting up for the golf season, I think that you should put a handicap in here so that the low handicap players have to pay more for their booze. And the high handicappers, it's like, dude, at a certain point, it's just like, just keep drinking, man.
Kind of a tier system?
I think so. I mean, I feel like, and I actually think golfers, no joke, I think golfers would actually get a kick out of it and think it's hilarious. Because the idea that the good guy is playing golf, well, it's like, screw you, you're paying for dinner.
Yeah. I mean, we could always send him drinks, though, right?
That's the other way. You can get him hammered, but you don't know how it goes. Like, for me, if I drink more, I actually play better.
It's true.
But, and if I play bad and I drink more, then I just don't remember. So
it's you know, everybody's got their own little, you got to have, that's why you got to have the balance, right?
You got to know where you're at. I'm told, I read on signs and alcohol commercials that life is about moderation, but I have sort of blown that apart. But anyway, no, this is really cool. It's great to have you come back and check this out. And I assume, are you, you're obviously trying to onboard more courses now. What are some relationships and are you trying to fund? Like where are you at right now in the business side of this?
Yeah, right now we're in a growth phase. So we think we have a good handle on the technology itself, and we know where it needs to be and where it needs to go from here. But we're probably going to look to take on another $68,000 coming up here pretty soon. But really, we're in a good place. I mean, we have a very clean cap sheet. We haven't given away any of the company essentially. And we're looking to bring on some new hires. So we want to get some customer service reps to kind of handle any issues that might come up.
Got to talk to Hunt Club. They're sitting
in
there right now.
We actually talked earlier.
You better talk to Allie from Hunt Club to take care of those hiring needs for you.
Yeah, exactly. And then we're bringing on some reps. So we want to bring them into strategic areas that obviously have golf a little bit more, year-round than seasonal compared to, like, Illinois and stuff like that. But, so that's kind of where we're at. We're just scaling and taking things – day by day. I mean, there's always going to be issues, but we just kind of keep working through them.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm glad to see that you're still pumping away at this. And don't worry, with global warming, pretty soon Chicago will be a year-round golf resort.
80 degrees in December, you know, it would be good for business.
That would be great for business. Bad for our future, but you know what? That's our kids' problems.
Yeah, right.
Where do people go to download Caddy Tap, and where do they go to keep updates and learn more about this?
Sure. So you can find us on both app stores, and then you can find us at caddytap.com for any other additional info. We have a little mailing list there and stuff like that. So if you want to hear about the, you know, goings-on of Caddy Tap, you can always sign up. And we'll get you going there. But, yeah, download the app. And if you see the sticker inside your golf cart, then go ahead and fire it up and start ordering.
Rock and roll. Cool. We'll have to hit the course sometime this summer.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks, Don, so much.
All right.
You can watch this episode and more on technori.com. Download the podcast on iTunes. Stay connected by following us on Twitter and Facebook at Technori. You can follow me at Katoon4. That's a wrap.